This is our weekly jaunt around the listening area to find diverse arts events for you to attend. This week, we step into the time machine and end up at Goddard College. We tempt young artists away from their screens for a bit to spend some quality time with costumes, and we head to a harvest fest in Morrisville. Firstly, Goddard College in Plainfield celebrates a milestone weekend with its homecoming and 150th anniversary. The weekend is chock full of several arts events open to the public. Now, it's the norm today for young people to take dozens and even hundreds of pictures daily with their digital means of choice, but think back a couple of decades to your own college campus. The kids taking the pics were probably photography students. And one intriguing exhibit at Goddard this weekend focuses on just that. Musician and Goddard alum Peg Tassi is curator of Rural Revolution, in which she gathered photographs, you remember those, from 1970s photog students and what they captured in their lenses. You can go see that art exhibit this weekend at Goddard in Plainfield, and Tassi has shared a number of them with Art Hounds. We've created a photo gallery at vpr.net/arthounds. And now here is Tassi with a suggestion for other arts events this weekend on the Plainfield campus.
I think I counted over 25 events, including multiple art exhibits, a street show you can participate in, and a rock and dance party, and that's just a few. All of these events showcase the talents of Goddard alumni from all different eras. Friday night's one of my favorites, political satirist Paul Zaloom, and Peter Schumann opens the show with what he calls a fiddle lecture. Of course, it's all happening on the beautiful Goddard College campus in Plainfield, Vermont.
Next, the second annual Harvest Festival at People's Academy in Morrisville is October 26th. Here is Stowe resident Susan Barnes with more.
45 vendors, most of whom are going to be local artists selling artwork. Come out and look at art, and Tammy Fletcher is going to do a performance as well.
And finally today, Arts Bus Project Director Cynthia Sandusky suggests a way to get kids away from their digital screens, if only for a bit, to get creative and make costumes for their favorite critters.
So the Arts Bus Project Facebook page is offering the Critter Costume Contest. Kids love dress up and their favorite pet can be their model.
This contest is conducted on the Arts Bus Facebook page, so kids can still be creative and still use social media. That's it for today. When you're scanning the web episode for those great photographs from Goddard College and links to all these events, find some extra Art Hound suggestions for the weekend and beyond. That's vpr.net/arthounds.